The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Nedarim, Daf Lamed Vav. Today's Daf is being studied in the Nishmat Avraham ben Esther ben Mordechai ben Norma. Ruach Hashem Tenehem Began Eden Amen. Today's Daf is being studied for Ashlema Tinuk ben Dina, Shlomo ben Miriam, Yosef ben Sarah, Sarah bat Rachel, Shaul. Hi, Gabriel ben Sarah. Enna Refan Nehem Betoch Shara Chodei Amo Yisrael. Amen. We begin today's Daf right on the beginning of Lamed Vav Amud Rishon, top line. We're in the sugya over here that's discussing the status of Kohanim. When they bring Korbanot, are they considered Shiluhim, the messengers of the ones that are sending them? Or are they considered Shiluhe Dishmaya? Are they considered the messengers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And we brought enough kamina, because if you say that the shiluhim of the person that's sending them, so if a person, let's say, makes a nidr, there's not going to have hana'a from a certain kohen, so that kohen cannot bring for him the korbanot, because he's giving him a hana'a. So Gemara wants to prove now that indeed the kohanim are shiluhe dishmaya. They are messengers of the shamayim. Mativ rav shimi bar abba imaya kohen. If let's say the fellow was a kohen, which means the person he made a neder against somebody, there's not going to have hana'ah. That fellow was a kohen, yizrok alav dam hatato vedam ashamo. So he's able to sprinkle for him the dam of hatat and the dam of asham. And we're assuming over here it means all sorts of korban hatat and all sorts of korban asham. So that shows you what? That he's not his messenger. Because it must be he's the messenger of of the Shemaya, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because otherwise it would be asufim to sprinkle the korbanot for him. So that's the question. Gemara's answer: Dam Hatato Shel Mesora, VeDam Hashemo Shel Mesora. No, it's referring to specific korbanot. The Dam Hatat of a Mesora, the Dam Hasham of a Mesora. Dichtiv Zot Yitwant the Mesora Ben Gadol uBen Katan, which means just like we learned in the previous stuff, that when it comes to a korban like a Mesora, so that you don't need that. You don't need that of the owner, which means that korban we have a special gezrat katuv that teaches us that even if a katan, for example, the father brings a korban for him in that case, it's okay. No, katan does not have da'at. So you see what? That type of korban does not need da'at. So therefore, I can really tell you that's really the shaliyah of the person. So why does the Mishnah say over here, why does the Braita say over here that he can bring dam hatat dam asham? Because talking about a case where you don't need shalihot. Because you don't need that in these cases over here. So comes the Ran. The Ran comes along and says, "Mativ Rav Shimi bar Abba imaya kohen v'zorek alav dam hatato v'ashamo ika man de'amar de'mitotiv Rav Shimi bar Abba mebaraita v'lo etim imanitim." Why didn't Rav Shimi bar Abba ask the same question from the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah also said, "Umakriv alav hataot v'ashamot." He could have asked the same question from our Mishnah. Shma mina de'lo garas b'matnitin hataot v'ashamot. Must be he didn't have the grisa in our Mishnah. If that's the point, the Ran says that's not a question. I'll tell you why in Esma Mishnah. Since already now Mishnah it discussed other types of korbanot, for example, the kinim of a zav, must be that the hatot hashamot is talking about of a mitzorah. Because already we're talking about types of kinim and things like this that you don't need that. So for the hatot hashamot must be fit the same category. Therefore, we couldn't ask from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is evident we're talking about a Mitzorah and a Mitzorah case. Ela was asking from the Braita. Aval, Matnita, Detari Stamah. She says Stam in the Braita. Zorek, Dam, Hatatov, Asho, Mashma, Leb, Debechol, Hatat, Kamar. Filaki, Shani, Le, Dam, Hatatov, Asho, Shem, Mitzorah, Kamar. Which you don't need that of the Be'alim in that case. Comes Gavron as another question. Tenan. We learned in the Mishnah, Kohanim shepigelu b'mikdash. What does it mean, pigelu? They brought the korban for the owners, but they had a mahshava of pigul. What's mahshava of pigul? Either to eat the korban beyond its time, that it's permissible to eat it, or to eat the korban out of its confines where you're allowed to eat it. That makes the korban pigul. Mizidin, if they did it b'mizid, on purpose, hayavin. They have to compensate the owner. Right, they got to pay the owner. It's they ruined this korban. Ha shogegin, we make a diuk. But if a guy is shogeg, if the kohen is shogeg, what does it mean shogegin? He didn't know the laws of pigul. He's shogeg piturin. He's not obligated to compensate the owner. Ela shepigulam pigul, but it is pigul. Even a person that coin next to pigul b'shogeg, it is pigul. So the Gemara says, "I amar b'shlama shluchim de shemaya." If you want to say, "I want to coin him indeed the shluchim of shemaya of heaven," haynu shepigulam pigul. That's why you could say that when a guy does a b'shogeg, the pigul is going to be pigul because it's working for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ela iamad shluchim didan avu. But if you're saying that they're the shliach of the owner, amay pigulam pigul. Why you tell me when he does b'shogeg is the pigul pigul? Lemale shliha shavitich letekune v'no da'avati. Let the meshaleach, the one that's sending him, say, "I made you my shaliach, the tekun, to do something good for me, not to do something bad for me." Elias, he must be from the fact that he's saying that when the kohen makes pigul b'shogeg, that it becomes pigul, must be that it's because he's shluchad rahmana. Because if it was a shaliach of the owner of the korban, the owner of the korban could say, "The tikunish d'atik v'lo da'avati, I sent you to help me, not to hurt me, and therefore you're not my shaliach when it comes to this item." Therefore, the item should not be pigul in such a case. So Gemara says, "Amre shani gabe pigul." No, pigul is different. The amar kera lo yehashev lo mikol makom. We have a pasuk by pigul. The pasuk says like this: lo yiratzeh makriv oto lo yehashev lo. Means the makriv oto, the one that's bringing the korban under all circumstances. Which means, even I'll tell you, maybe it is there. He is a shaliach of the one that's sending him. So then why is it pigul? Because that's the katuv. The person have makriv oto under all circumstances, it is going to be pigul. From the fact that it says over here, makriv oto mikol makom, even in the case of shogeg. Now let's read the Ran to get more clarification in this case. Gemara Ran, ela I amal shedochad idan, inu amal pigulim pigul, shogeg hu dekashele. The question of the Gemara specifically on the case of shogeg, the Ran says, why? Pishlema b'mezid, I have no problem on the mezid case. Neid shedochad idan, inu, even if you want to say that he's a shaliach of the person that's sending him, pigulan pigul. There I can understand why it's pigul. Why? The kevach mefagel b'mezid, he's doing it mamash b'mezid, eno osi shlichuto ela adate denafshe kabit. Right? Obviously he's abandoning his shlichut, he's doing it on his own. V'kai malana, we have a tradition, b'perik b'et nechodin, the adam oser davar she'eno shelo al yedei ma'aseh. A person can oser somebody else's items through a ma'aseh. So if a mezid pigul is like a ma'aseh, you can oser somebody else's item through a ma'aseh. So even if you want to say he's a shaliach of the guy sending him, I don't have a problem with the mezid case. Aval b'shogeg ish lo hedidan inu, if the guy was really to quote as a shaliach, I might pigulam pigul. Da kivan de shogeg u lava date de nafshe kabid. Which means he's shogeg. Obviously, he didn't do it adat nafshe because he didn't even know the law. Shibit kavenu laasut shichoto, which means obviously he's trying to be mitkaven to do it al daat shaliach. Velema shaliach that the shaliach say shavitich letikune. I sent you for tikun. Velo le'avati. But the hayat gemara, the gemara's dochet says what shani gabe pigul. Tamar kerahil kach. The Ran concludes, "Ba'ya nacha lo ifsheta." We did not solve our original dilemma. Are the kohanim shiluchad deshmaya or shiluchad didan? That was not solved. However, miyudei de'acha lo ifsheta. Over here, we didn't solve it. La me'ayi the perekamad kedushin muchach deshluchad deshmaya ninuch mashkafti lemal. But in kedushin, like we learned earlier, we solved it. Halacha lemaaseh, the kohanim are considered shiluchad deshmaya, not shiluchad didan. Comes the Gemara continues. Gufa Amar Rabbi Yohanan Hakol Sirichin Dat. That what? Anytime a Kohen brings a Korban, so he has to have the Da'at of the Ba'alim, he has to have the Da'at of the owners. Right? Chutz Mehusar Kapara, except in a case that's called the Mehusar Kapara case. What's Mehusar Kapara case? For example, like a Mitzorah, where it's not you're not bringing it for a sin necessarily, you're just bringing the Qurban to allow him to eat, let's say, Kadashim, or to go back into the Beit HaMikdash. That's considered Mehusar Kapara. In those cases, you don't need Da'at. Shari, no, you don't need Da'at. Shari, Adam Bevi Qurban Albana, Valbino Tavikatanim. Haraya, Rabbi Yohanan said, a person in that case can bring a Qurban for his children. Children don't have Da'at. So you see what? You can bring a korban for them. Oh, so comes the Gemara and says, "Ela me'ata." Oh, you tell me, Rabbi Hanan, that a father can bring korban for his children. So at this point, we're assuming any type of korban. They can bring a korban, even a korban hatat. You can bring a korban hatat, which means a kid ate halev, let's say, b'shogeg. The father can bring the korban for the child. So the Gemara says, "Ela me'ata yavi adam hatat halev al chavero." So then already, why don't you bring a korban hatat on if his friend ate chalev? Let him bring a korban hatat for his friend as well. Shekin adam mevi al ishto sota can it be Yehuda? And Gemara says just like we see, according to Yehuda as well, that what that a person can bring for his wife, that's a shota. That means she does not have that. Correct? She's a shota. So just like you can bring a korban for a lady, that's a shota. Let's expand that and say that a fellow can bring a korban even for a fellow that committed a korban a sin b'shogeg. So the Gemara says, "Alama," but that's not so. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar said, "Hefrish hatat chelev al chaviru." If a person designated a hatat chelev, hatat chelev means a hatat that if he ate chelev b'shogeg, he's chayav to bring a hatat. Hefrish chelev al chaviru, hatat chelev al chaviru, lo asa kilum. He did nothing. So the Gemara says, "Hold it." You think when we said that a husband can bring a korban for his wife who's a shota, you thought we're talking about a case of hatat chalev, where she committed a sin like that? That cannot be the case. Why? Ishto shota hechidame. What's the scenario? Ida achla kishi shota. If she ate the chalev when she was a shota, lav bat korbani. She's not hayavet korban at all. The ida achla kishi pikad. If she ate it when she was, you know, she had intellect, v'nishtatit, then she became a shota. Ha Amar Birmi Amar Bu Amar Bihanan Akal Hedev, if the person said Hedev, Vifrish Korban Nishtata, and they designated the Korban, then became a Shota, Vahazav Nishtafa, then became smart again, Pasul. The Korban is Pasul anyway. Why? Hu Il Vinidhe Yidhe. Since the Korban was pushed away, it's pushed away. And therefore, the case cannot be either when the lady was a Pikahat, Eich Chalev, and they designated the Korban, and the husband's bringing. Because once she becomes a Shota, the Korban is Dahui. Ella, you know what the case of the Isha must be? So by the case of Isha Yoledet, when a lady gave birth, not Hatat Chalev, the lady gave birth, and the Hadush and the Gemara say that when a lady gives birth, she becomes a Shota, the husband can bring the Korban for her, for his wife. And you have no Ra'ayah to a case of Hatat Chalev. Really, I'll tell you, Hatat Chalev, you cannot bring for somebody else. A guy can bring for his wife. No, he can only bring for his wife. That's because it's considered the case of a yoledet. Now let's read the Ran to get more clarity. Let's start with the Ran. Ela me'ata. Ela me'ata yavi adam hatat chalev al chavero. Alama amar bil azar lo asa velo kilum. Mishum de'en denin efshar mishi'i efshar. And this is a very important line over here. We're explaining the sevara of Rabbi Elazar. Why can't a person bring a korban hatat chalev for his friend? Why don't you learn it from the case of a man bringing a korban for his wife? Because the case of the wife is iyashad. There's no choice. She's a shota. She can't bring it. The case of the friend eating a korban, let him bring it himself. So we have a rule. En danin ifshar, mishi'i ifshar. We don't learn a case where the guy can do it himself from a case where there is no possibility. That's the mirazaj. That's why he says, you cannot bring a hatat chalev chavero. Don't bring me a question from the case of a guy bringing a korban for his wife. That's a shota. That's a case of iyashad. So the Gemara says, "Ishto shota ran." Says, "Hechidam." What's the case? Kolma leolam bechia danin. Really, I'll tell you, danin efshar mishelo efshar. You could learn the case of the ishto shota to a regular case of adam nachavero. However, elanemai damal debiuda that adam ebi'al ishto shota lo chatat chelif kamar. He wasn't talking about a chatat chelif. Ela korban yoledet. The hatat chalev e ifshar. You'll never have a case. Dechidame. The kevan chi pitune ifshar shemi ba'ala aleha. So therefore, in the Gemara, we have no problem. I can learn from the case of hatat, the case of Rabbi Yehuda that says a person can bring a korban for his wife that's a shota, but you have no ra'ayat to learn over there that he can bring a hatat chalev for somebody else. Because we never saw a case like that. We just saw a case of a yoledet. So you have no ra'ayah that you can bring a korban hatat chalev for somebody else. Comes Gemara and says, according to this, yavi adam pesach al havero. Let a person be able to bring a korban pesach for his friend without telling him. Shalom midato. Shekin adam mevi'al banav benotav katanim. Then we just said that he can bring a korban for the children. There's no da'at. So just like he can bring for the children, for example, and let's take a korban pesach. Person wants to bring korban pesach for his children. So it's saying he can shekin adam mevi'al banav benotav katanim. So just like you can bring without even, you know, telling them without even da'at. So the chaurat should be permissible also to bring to include a stranger in the korban pesach without even telling him. Look at the ram. Ela me'ata yavi adam pesach chaveru ledidach didanit efshar mishi efshar. Which is you really tell me you do learn efshar mishi efshar. It's just that you couldn't learn from the case of the lady because the lady was talking about a yoledet. Oh, so therefore let's learn the case of a katan. Now the katan is efshar. The katan is efshar because he has no da. But still, we see what that you can include the katan in the korban, just like you include the katan in the korban. So we said, be a regular guy, let him go include somebody else to korban Pesach. Well, I'm telling him, so what? We are learning that you can't do such a thing. So why don't you say that? So who says you don't say it? We have a statement. But we have Rabbi Azar clearly says you did nothing. Why? She said, when it comes to Korban Pesach, you have to be appoint him midato. So comes the Gemara says, now the difference is Amar Bizera. Celebet abot lav deoraita, which means like this: when it says celebet abot, I mean that you have to include the people that are on the korban pesach. They have to have daat. You have to register them with daat. That's only by the adults. A katan doesn't have to be registered at all into the korban pesach. Therefore, you have no ra'aya from the fact that we say a father can register a katan in the korban pesach without telling him to an adult. The katan doesn't have to be registered at all. If you want to bring me a raya, you have to bring me a raya from somebody that has to be registered but doesn't have da'at, and still it can be registered shalom da'ato, and then you can apply it, let's say, to she'i efshar, to a case of efshar. But this case, he doesn't even have to be registered in the klal. The selebet abot, he doesn't have to be registered at all. The katan is automatically in the korban pesach itself. So therefore you cannot learn it just because we're including a katan that learned from an efshar case to an efshar. He's not even an efshar case. He doesn't have to be registered bichlal. So if you have no ra'ya to that case as well, look at that. The rest is Amar Bizra, second line. Say lebet abot lav deoraita le'olam b'chiyai danin. Really, I'll tell you normally danin efshar michilo efshar. Then we'll be able to learn from that case. However, miu b'pesach lo matzil medak, but you can't learn from korban pesach. De say lebet abot lav deoraita de mina Torah ena keterim srichim dehemanot b'se'im b'nei chavura. They don't have to be appointed in the group at all. Ela ochli memenu afal pishelon nimnu alav. Tafagav dehem pesach nechal elim nuyav. Even though we say the pesach can only be eaten on the people that are registered, hani midi b'reuin dehemanot. Those are people that are ra'uy. Ava ketarim de lab b'nei achi letamba. So we have no raya. So that's why we're only going to learn when the Gemara said, for example, that you could bring, let's say, for the ketanim. So from that we learned that, for example, a mitzora, that's not a hatat chelet, you don't have to have da'at. Mm-hmm. Which is just like a father can be for a katan. Does a katan have any da'at? No. So in a regular case, let's say a korban. So too, we wanted to apply that. Well, when it comes to a mitzorah case like that, that a fellow can bring a mitzorah, the kohen, you don't have to have da'at for the owners. That's why we said in the Mishnah, we wanted to say, what do you mean, the guy was Madir Hana'ah. Reuven said that he's not going to have Hana'ah from Shimon. Shimon's the kohen. But what did the Mishnah say? Shimon can bring the hatat and Hashem. He's giving him Hana'ah. So he said, no, that's talking about hatat and Hashem of mitzorah where it can be done even shalom medato. And how do you know that korban could be brought shalom medato? Like you see from the case of a father can bring shalom medato to his son. So therefore we wanted to say, oh, so maybe you could go stretch it and even say by hatat chelif, just like a guy can bring for his wife, let's say shota. No. The wife is that's a shota, it's only talking about when she's yoledet, but not the hatat chelif case. Oh, so maybe you tell me the case of a korban pesach, just like I can bring for my kids without their da'at, so then I can bring even for my friend shalom edat. No, kids I can bring shalom edat because they're not even chayav to be registered at all. So therefore, no. So the Gemara says, how do I know that a child does not have to be registered in the Korban Pesach? Omimai, midetana, omer lebanav. Guy tells his sons, "Hareni shohet et haPesach al mi she'ale mikem rishon Yerushalayim." He makes a deal with his boys. He listen, whoever gets to Yerushalayim first, you're registered with my Korban Pesach. You're in. The first one that gets there. Kevan shechnis rishon roshov rubo. Once the first kid, the majority of his body, got into the gates of Yerushalayim, zachah b'chelko. Not only is he zochet his own chelik, but with him, all the brothers get to eat with him as well. We'll see why. The Amar Tzelebet about Deoraita. If you tell me that you have to be registered, Al Bisra Kae, Umizakelu, the guy slaughtered already. It's Basar already. When do you have to register the people before you slaughter it? How can he tell him whoever gets first has a piece of the meat? What do you mean? You aren't registered at the time that he slaughtered it. It's just a piece of meat now. It's not alive. And what do you see? Must mean that the kids don't have to be registered at all, which means, therefore, it's an automatic. So the Gemara says, Ela lama lehu damar lehon abuhon. So therefore, so why did the father tell him that? Which means, what did he tell him? The first one that comes to Jerusalem is part of the Qurban. Doesn't matter when they come, they're part of the Qurban, regardless. The reason he wants to push them to get there. But even if they don't get there, Doesn't matter. They're part of the korban regardless. He just wants to be mezarez them. Tanya namecha be v'braita to support this. That really the only reason why he's doing it is to mezarez them. Maaseh ayah v'kadmu banot lebarim. It was a story that the girls got there first. V'nimsu banot zerizot ubanim shefelim. All the braita says, what do we see from here? The girls were zealous and the boys were lazy. But doesn't say the boys weren't part of the korban. Right. They're just considered lazy, but they're still part of the korban because they don't have to be registered bichlal. So you see, it's in yan of zirizut and not zirizut, but not in yan of registered or not. Now let's look at the Ran. Look at the Ran. Had any shochet at Pesach mishi alim mikem rishon Yerushalayim. Amar lebanav had any olin Yerushalayim. Ulachar sheyesh sham eshchot at Pesach mishi alim mikem rishon. When I get there, I'm going to sort the korban Pesach for the first kid that gets there. Ad besrake kishalaz ze kavan eshchat. ואם כן, האחדם נעלה, וכתיב מהיות מיסה, ודרשינה מחיותה דסה, you have to be registered when the sheep is still alive. ומזכה להון, בתמיהה, האחאב מזכה לאחד מבנה, ואחר שחיתה. אלא, the answer is what? You don't need. אינמה, היי ומזכה להם, ההוא בן שעולה ראשון כאה, האח מזכה לאחיו. Which is, according to the statement that we had, that says that the first son that gets up there, he gets to eat, and he's מזכה all his brothers. Hey, how can he be מזכה his brothers? His brothers were not registered. The bishlama iuzached ikalimar kivat chalari shoru rash klish tapes alav dechad, which means I could say he gets to eat because I'll use berera. I'll say, well, retroactively, when the guy slaughtered, the father slaughtered, he had in mind the first guy that's going to be there. But that doesn't explain how the first son can now give his pieces of meat to the other brothers. Aval heach mezakeh lehav. What's the answer? He can give the other brothers because they don't need to be registered at all. He just did it for a concept of zirus. Concept of Gemara continues on the Amud Bet. Ibaya lehu. New question. Gemara has a question. Hatorem b'shelo al shel havero. What's the guy doing? Guy's taking turuma from his own product for his friend. Which means he has a pile of wheat. This guy, we'll call him Reuven. Right? And he says, you know, I'm going to do my friend Shimon a favor. I'm going to take Terumah from my stuff. Reuven's talking now. Reuven says. And they'll cover Shimon's obligation of Terumah. Ibailu. Hattorem mishelo al shel havero. Sarik da'ato olo. Do you have to inform? Does Reuven have to inform Shimon in what he's doing? Do we say it's zichut? I don't got to tell. Of course he wants it. We have a rule. Zachin la'adam shel b'fanav. I'm doing it zichut. It's not costing him anything. I'm paying it for my own money. And I'm just fixing his tibwa. Should be okay. What's the other side? Odilma mitzvah dilehi v'nihale le'me'abede. Taking away his mitzvah. Shimon might come along and say, hey, who asked you to do my mitzvah? My mitzvah is to give the tirumah, and therefore I don't want. So that's really the she'elah we're dealing with over here. One simple she'elah. Torem mishelo ashir havero. Does he need a da'at or not? Comes the Gemara and says, Tashema, we have a proof. The actual proof is from our Mishnah. What did it say in our Mishnah? Reuven made a neder against Shimon. I'm not going to have any ana'a from Shimon. But what did it say? Torem mitirumotav et mahsirotav, lida'ato. It said that Shimon is able to take terumot and ma'asrot l'da'ato. Now, we need to know two things over here. When it says Shimon can take terumot and ma'asrot l'da'ato, questions like this, l'da'at who? L'da'at himself or l'da'at Reuven? And where is he taking the terumah from? Is he taking it from his own stuff or is he taking it from Reuven's stuff? These are the two things we have to clarify. So Gemara says, b'ma'askinan, ilema. If you want to say we're talking about, and I'm going to put the emendation of the Agot Abba here, Mishel Balakri al Balakri. If you're going to tell me that what it's Shimon's pile and he's taking from his own pile, which means Shimon is taking from his pile and Balakri al Shel Balakri for himself, Ul Dato Deman, and whose dat is it on? Ilima le Dato Dile. It's his own dat. Man Shavya Shaliyah. Which means in that case over there, who made him a shaliach? There's no shliachut over here. Look at the Ran. Look at the Ran. Ilima ledate dile dehay torem man shavya shaliach. Which means if Shimon is taking from his own product, right? So the Uven did not appoint him as a shaliach. I'm reading again. Ilema min ba'ala kri al shil ba'ala kri ul da'ato deman, which means that what it said le da'at ilema le da'ato dile, if it's talking about the one that did the truma, man shabiyah shaliyah, which means if I'm, I say it clearer, Shimon is taking the truma, correct? if he's taking it on Reuven's stuff, he goes to Reuven's house without asking permission, from Reuven's pile to poter Reuven's pile. And who's Ledaat? Ledaat Shimon. Of course it's no good. The guy didn't make him a shaliyah. You guys don't know about it. You can't just go into somebody else's house and start getting terumah for him. You have to have a da'at over there. So that case obviously cannot be the scenario. I repeat again. If the case the Mishnah is talking about, we're using process of elimination. If the case is talking about where Shimon went into the Reuven's house and took from his kri, his pile, on his pile, Lidat Shimon, that case cannot work. He's not a shaliyah. Oh, ela lidato de ba'ala kri. Oh, must be the case you're talking about. Shimon got permission from
Reuven.
Can't be either. He's giving him hana. And with the case in the Mishnah, it's talking about Reuven made a that they can have hana. Here he's telling him, I'm appointing my shaliyah. That's a big hana he's getting. Come in, they can't be shalihut because you're doing a shalihut. Ela, you know what the case must be? Mishelom al shel. I got the bach. Al-shel ba'al akri. Oh, he's taking, Shimon's taking his own stuff to poter Reuven. Ul da'ato deman. Okay, who's da'apat? Who's when it says in the Mishnah, le da'ato. Ilema le da'ato de ba'al akri. If it's talking about da'ato de ba'al akri, he's getting the da'at of Reuven. Hakamanele. He's getting, it's hana again. Which means, he's appointing him as a shaliyah. Ela la le da'ate de nafshe. Oh, must be Shimon is taking his own stuff for Reuven. Umishelot torem al shem chavero. Ve'i amad sarig da'at. Ha, kemanele. Ela lav en sarig da'at. And what do you see? You don't need that.
Right.
Because we established the case of the Mishnah through passive elimination. Talking about Shimon's taking from his own stuff to poter Reuven. And he didn't tell him. So what do you answer the original question? Hatorem mishelo al shel chavero sarich dat olo. Now you see, you don't need that because the Mishnah is saying that's okay,
right?
So comes Gemara and says, let's look at the Ran. Ela adate de nafshe. Look at the Ran. Ela adate de nafshe. De torem velo chashbinan le mehane. Which means, in this case over here, where he's doing it on his own, it's not considered giving hana'at to Reuven. Well, you could argue. You could say, listen, well, bottom line, I'm covering his obligation of terumah. So he says, ve'lo yahiv lemidi lemudar. Remember we learned Shitav Hanan. Hanan says that you have a case of mavriach nechasav me'ari. Hanan held, if you just, you didn't give a person, let's say, a physical benefit directly, you just pushed away some of the creditors.
Right.
So this case over here, you were obligated to give terumah, right? I just pushed away that obligation from you. So according to Hanan, that's not considered a hana. So therefore, that's okay. In any event, so what did the Gemara prove? The Gemara has proven its point, that if a person is torem al shelo b'shvil chavero en sarich, Da'at, he doesn't need da'at. So comes Gemara and says, Le'olam Mishel Ba'alakri Al Ba'alakri. No, the case is talking about Reuven goes, Shimon goes into Reuven's house,
takes his stuff,
takes Reuven's stuff for Reuven. Oh, we said, what do you mean? How can I do that? Kilamar Rabba, you know what the case is talking about? Be'omer Kolarosel Litrom Yabovi Yitrom. Just like Rabba is going to say in the next case coming up, where Reuven says, whoever wants to take terumah, take terumah. Hachaname be'omer. So to whoever the case is talking about, now, you have to say that that's not appointing him a shaliyah. Because it was appointing him a shaliyah, it's considered getting hana'ah. So it's somewhere in the middle. And it's not appointing a shaliyah, because then already the guy can't do it.
Right.
So you have to say it's somewhere in between, when he says, listen, whoever wants to take terumah, can take terumah. So it's enough that it gives permission for Shimon to take the
Terumah,
and it gets Reuven off the hook. He's not considered
Shaliyah.
Having hana'ah. Having hana'ah. Look at the Ran. The Ran says it's beautiful. Hachaname be'omer kol rotzil letrom yabo v'yitrom. V'chi agavna mehane legabe terumah. It'll work for terumah. Mehane legabe terumah. De begilu da'at pilchu deniach ale sagi. Which is enough just to the guy to reveal his da'at that I want you to take terumah for me. Right. V'legabe mudar hana'ah, but for hana'ah purposes, lo chashiv mehane. Kivan de lo mashve le'idach shaliach behedya. You didn't appoint him explicitly. You just said, whoever wants to take the terumah. ומי יודעת כי אומר כל רוצה לתרום יבוא ויתרום אבל היא אמר כל השומע קולי יתרום. If he said, whoever can hear my voice, take terumah, that's considered as if he's appointing a guy. Because it's limited. Whoever hears my voice, For example, a guy says, like 18, whoever can hear my voice, give my wife a get. That's considered as appointing him a shaliach. So you have to say the case of here is we just said, whoever wants to take terumah, take terumah. That doesn't appoint him as a shaliach, mamash, but it gives him enough
to go in and take it.
Jurisdiction to go do it. But he's not mehanehim. Therefore, that's the case. So therefore, let's just review what we said over here. Basically, we're saying over here that what? That when a person... We didn't answer our original question. Our original question was, Toreh mishelo, bishvil chavero, tzarich da'at or not? So the Gemara tried to prove it from our Mishnah. And we say, no, the case of the Mishnah is really talking about when Shimon's going into Reuven's field, taking on Reuven's stuff for Reuven. Aye, how could he do that? Reuven's megaleda. Reuven says, listen, whoever wants to take terumah, take terumah. So we have no problem from Hana'ah aspect, when Shimon's allowed to go in there, but you have no ra'yah when Shimon's taking on his own stuff to be poter Reuven. So we'll try it from a different question. Okay, the question is asked from Rabbi Yirmiyahu to Rabbi Zera. Hatorem mishelo al shel havero. Okay, a guy went and he took terumah, mishelo, on his own stuff, for his friend. Tovat hana'a shel mi. Who gets the tovat hana'a over here? Now, what is tovat hana'a? Tovat hana'a is like this. If I am a Yisrael, and I have, let's say, a grandson who was a Kohen. How was my grandson a Kohen? My daughter married a Kohen, and if I have a grandson, it's a Kohen. I want the terumah to go to my grandson. So I would go to somebody I know is giving terumah. I say, listen, you know what? Here's $5. Do me a favor. Give the terumah to my grandson. So there's definitely a tovat hana'ah over here. There's definitely there's money to be made over here. In this case. So the shayla is like this: when I'm giving terumah from my stuff for somebody else, who gets the tovat hana'ah? Who gets the that money? Well, what's the two sides? The Gemara says the two sides. Gemara says again, "Ba'amir Rabbi Yirmiyahu b'Zera, Toreh mishelo al shel chaverot, tovat hana'a shel mi. Mi amnina? Ilav peri de'ach, mi mitakna karyadao." Okay, like this. If I didn't take the terumah, you couldn't fix your field.
Right.
So therefore, it's the guy that's taking the terumah, because bottom line, the terumah is coming from the Reuven, let's say, right? Hey, listen, I'm fixing your field, but you didn't have the fruit, obviously, to fix it. I'm paying for it. So maybe I get the Torah Tanah. Or Dilma Ilav Kariyadahu. Or the other guy can come, Shimon, come along and say, listen, if it wasn't for my pile, that needed to be Terumah, Lo Adan Peri Adan Terumah. Your stuff is not Terumah at all. You're relying on it from my field. So that's the two sides of the question, yeah? Amale, so you answer it back. Let me say, Amar Kira. He says, listen, it's a Bifirush Pasuk. Et kol tivu'at zar'echa venatata. The pasuk says, "Et kol tivu'at zar'echa, all the tivu'ah of the field, v'natata, you will give." So they want to learn from over that it's referring to the person that has the pile, which means the person, not that they gave the terumah,
right, yeah.
The person that has the tivu'at zar'echa, the pile of tivu'ah that's being nitram, that's where the hana'ah goes, because it says tivu'at zar'echa v'natata, the zichut of v'natata of giving the tivu'at hana'ah. Goes to the one that has the pile of field. But that's the mitzvah. So he learns it from the pasuk of the Torah. Etive, they ask the question against them. Torem et terumotav et maserotav ledato. Back to our Mishnah. What do we say in our Mishnah? Reuven makes a neder against Shimon. What did he say? Shimon could take terumah ledato. Now the e amar tovatana de balakri. Oh. But if you're saying who gets the hana'ah for Reuven gets the tovatana, hakam hanele. You're giving him hana'ah. Which is by Shimon taking terumah, you're putting Reuven in a position that he can get the $5 from the guy who wants his grandson to get the terumah. So you're giving him a hana'ah. Ela shma'mina tovat hana'ah dile. Ela, you have to say what? The tovat hana'ah goes to the one that's giving the terumah. Amre lo. So they Gemara says no. Why? Mishel ba'alakri al shel ba'alakri. The case in the Mishnah is not talking about where Shimon took on his own stuff for Reuven. So you have no ra'yah to any of this question that we're discussing. Mm-hmm. It's talking about where Shimon went to Reuven and took on Reuven stuff for Reuven.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so Gemara says, Uda'to de ba'alakri. And Leda'at Reuven. If it's Leda'at of Reuven, he's giving him hana'ah, because he's serving him as a shaliyah. Beomer, kol haotze litrom, yavo v'yitrom. Okay, so talking about where Reuven just making gilui da'at. Whoever wants to come to take terumah, come take terumah. So it's not mamash shilichut, where you're going to be asur mitam hana'ah, but it's enough to give Shimon permission to take the terumah. So you have no da'ayat to our second question. Our second question was, again, what? In a case where Shimon is taking terumah on his own stuff for Reuven, who gets terumah tana'ah? You cannot solve it from Amishnah, because that's not the case of Amishnah. Amishnah is talking about where you took from Reuven for Reuven through a gilui da'at. So therefore, at this point over here, all we have is Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera brought a pasuk. Now, according to Rabbi Zera, Lamasi, he holds from the pasuk to Vatzar Eicha v'natata, that the one that gets Tumat Hana'ah is the one that has the pile. Now the Gemara is going to bring another opinion. Tashema, Amar Rabbi Abu, Amar Rabbi Hanan, Hamagdish Mosif Chomesh. Three laws he's going to tell us. Number one, Hamagdish Mosif Chomesh. ומתכפר עושה תמורה והתורם משלו על שאינו שלו טובת הנאה שלו. Let's review the three cases. Number one, המקדיש מוסיף חומש. We're talking about over here. Let's say I go along and magdish a behemah for my friend. My friend's obligated to bring a korban. I go and magdish the korban for my friend. And now the korban becomes a baal mum. So now you have to make a pidyon. Who makes the pidyon? The magdish, not my friend.
Right.
Nafka mina, the one that made the ikdash now has to make a pidyon and a fifth, because the pidyon is a homish. So the first law, ha magdish be'ma b'shul havero, and it becomes a ba'al mum, the magdish is obligated to make the pidyon with the homish. However, if let's say they want to make timurana, they want to switch the kedusha of this korban to a different korban, the mitkaper, the one that the korban is coming to atone for, he has the right to make Timura, to transfer the kedusha. Last case, and they'll get to us. Torem mishelo al she'eno shelo. Tovat hana'ah shelo. Tovat hana'ah goes to the one that's giving the tiruma. The one that's giving the tiruma. Again, I'm torem mishelo. Tovat hana'ah shelo. Not on the one that has the pile. The one that's taking the tiruma.
Shimon's
taking the tiruma for the Uven. Shimon gets the tiruma. That also, because we have a mahloket between the Yohanan and Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera learned from a pasuk. Well, pasuk says the one that has the pile. The one that has the pile means the one that Tumah was taken for. That's the Uven. Where according to Rabbi Yohanan, he said no. The Tumah is taken for the one that's giving the Tumah. So he doesn't go with that Dirashan, the pasuk. He learns that pasuk for something else. He learns that pasuk to teach us a Hadush in Ma'asir, not in the Nogayat the Tumah. Right. And therefore, it comes out we have a fantastic Mahloket amongst these two hakamim. So what comes out? Comes out if somebody would ask a question, Torem Shelo al Shel Avero Tovatana Alemi, Mahloket. Nafkamina, fantastic Nafkamina. Nafkamina is our case. The case of Al Mishnah where Reuven made a similar case to Al Mishnah, where Reuven made a neder against Shimon. Right? In the event where Shimon's going to take on his own stuff for the Uven, according to the Yohanan, that's okay. Because Shimon's getting the Tumatana. Whereas according to the Bizera, no good. Because Tumatana goes to the Uven, therefore he's going to be Ma'amim. Baruch Allah, Amen, Amen.